we have been working assiduously, making sure that our children are comfortable, that training is done for all our teachers, and to make sure that there is better education in our country. So, the book loan scheme for secondary school students. And I see a figure here of $1 million, and I point us to page 594. Mr. Speaker, because no child should be left behind, we know that some people, they have more money than others in order to help their children. But we have bought books so that our children will be able to have their text to study from. And more than that, now that the computers have been given, it is even more better. But still, we've got $1 million for the book loan scheme. The government has seen it fit to put $170,000 for the upgrading of our head office. The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Grammar School and the Girls High School Development Project, we have been speaking about it for a very long time, and we know that there is much work to be done. We have just tried to upgrade and to make sure that our children who are doing their sciences, that these areas are done for them, and it has been successful so far. But for further work, there is a $300,000 in the estimates for the development of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Grammar School and the Girls High School. The continued upgrading of our school premises in phase four in the sum of $840,000. Our secondary school expansion continues. The allocation of $500,000 will be spent in completing the expansion program in 2015 on a selected number of schools.